Staff reports. Gail.
Tomorrow, Sarah's having our annual staff development day. We're very excited. This year's theme is on wellness. Wellness of the organization, wellness on employees and the association at large, as well as the environment. So we're looking forward to that tomorrow. And also, I recently, Sasera is moving towards having virtualized servers, which will over time actually reduce our costs and provide for better data security in accordance with our procurement policy.
I read somewhere, and I don't know where in my mind, that you are moving the site from San Diego to where?
The hot site to Roseville.
To where?
Roseville.
Okay.
By definition, that's a hot site.
Yeah, when, no kidding.
Hot site.
Right.
When? When is that going to actually happen, or has it already?
It hasn't already happened. We're in the process of setting up the new hot site, and we're in the process of removing our equipment from.
Can I ask why that came about?
San Diego opted to outsource their IT department to an outside vendor, and we had been actually looking at this one company in who has a facility in Roseville, and actually looking at having a better hot site there, possibly beginning of next year. So it kind of sped up the time frame for us to go ahead and get
so
that.
So San Diego was changing to outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll have a location with computers and phones where if something were to happen, we can take some of our folks up there, and it's outside of the Bay Area. We don't have to fly there. So, yeah.
Okay.
Just have to have patience on Interstate 80.
Right. Sure.
That's not on the San Andreas fault, is it?
Roseville?
No.
It's under the Folsom Dam.
Yeah, right.
It's right by Folsom. It's below Folsom Dam, right?
Floodplain.
Christina?
Okay, no attention.
Raleigh?
Water.
Thumb? Tim?
Okay, outside professionals?
I think we can say, thank you, Mr. Chairman, on the public record that the lawsuit that was filed by former Moraga Rinda Fire Chief Peter Nowicki against the system and the board has been dismissed finally by the federal court in San Francisco in favor on all counts of the board and the system.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Ruling the district court is
now
final.
Great. Outstanding.
Trustee comments. If I can, you know, jump in front of the line. First, wanted to point out here in open session, we have a new trustee. Jay Kwan joins us. Jay takes over for Jerry as the appointed alternate. And Jerry takes over for Deborah as the regular appointed. So just wanted to welcome you to the board and see if you had any words to say.
Oh, I'll save my comments for some contentious issue down the road, I suppose.
We don't have those here, so
yeah,
long board.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, welcome. And then also with Deborah leaving, it opens a vacancy on the audit committee. So if, while that committee can have three members, it's preferred to have four. So if anyone is interested in joining that committee, please let me know. And if on our next board meeting, if we could have an agenda item regarding the audit committee's composition and the officers of that committee.
And actually, the board chair can appoint it, so we don't actually have to have it. But we can.
Oh,
yeah.
That's. I talked to Karen.
Okay.
She
all
said
right.
to do it that way.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. That's all I have. Any other trustee comments?
I attended the NASP conference in Los Angeles. It's a great conference with emphasis on diversity in investing, not just a diverse portfolio, but also diversity of those who are in your investment team and so forth. There was also a lot of discussion about investment in Africa. and more information than I've seen elsewhere, and an emphasis on the concept of impact investing, where you invest in an area or a community with the goal of improving the standards within that community that are beneficial to everybody. So you have improved economic base, better returns going forward, people's standards of living improve, and so forth. So I would recommend that to other board members to attend that conference in the future.
I also attended. Did you go to the sessions that were part of the Africa Summit Day?
I went to the trustee portion. The other were the focus on investment in Africa.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a separate one.
Yeah, I actually went. I kind of audited one of those in the afternoon on, I think it was Monday, an event. Very interesting. So I would echo David's comments. It's a very good conference. It's a very different approach, and it's I enjoyed the last session that Gabe and I were at. So it's a good group.
To your comment about investing in the community, actually we had done that in the past in 04 and 09. We went with Bay Area Equity Fund, and that fund looked to not low-income housing, but kind of low-income housing in the greater Bay Area, and have made investments in that. So we have done a little bit. I mean, and that's kind of, it's actually both funds are almost done. Fund two ends in December of this year, and fund one ended in 13, and we're still waiting to get the last $3 million out of.
We'll be waiting for a while.
Any other trustee comments?
Yeah, under the new administration, Jay was asking me about lunch. Instead, we're serving brunch.
That's right.
Very nice.
Yeah, we're gonna get these trains running on time.
No, that's right.
No, and as we adjourn, thank you for the appointment and for the selection. I appreciate your faith in me and hope it.
Mr. Chairperson, I would just like to say what an honor it is.
Oh, yes. Stop.
Be a part of your.
And sorry. Congratulations to Scott and David also on being elected officers. So with that, we're adjourned.
Wow.
This is close to a record.
Drop this is close.